Years ago, I was visiting my dear friend Peter Drucker at his home. Peter was a true Renaissance man, the father of modern management, and one of the most brilliant thinkers of the 20th century. I asked Peter, "How did you come to accept Jesus as your Savior?" Peter thought about it for a few seconds, and then he replied, "You know, Rick, the day I finally understood grace, I realized I was never going to get a better deal than that." When Jesus was on the cross paying for our sins, the skeptics standing around mocked him and taunted him, saying, "If you are the Son of God, save yourself and come down from the cross." Of course, Jesus ignored them, because that wasn't his purpose in coming to earth. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save you. So let me ask you a very personal question. What have you got to lose by saying yes to Jesus? Well, you'll lose your guilt. You'll lose your insecurity. You'll lose your lack of purpose. You'll lose the fear of death, hopelessness, anxiety, shame. You'll lose powerlessness and a lot of other baggage that you carry when you attempt to live without God's guidance. Who would turn down an offer like that? Still, God gives you the choice. You get to choose. You can decide to keep living a self-centered life, separated from God, or you can choose to turn your mind and heart from going your own way to following Jesus. That's called repentance. And then you ask for forgiveness for all your sins, and you put your trust in God's Son, Jesus, and what He's already done for you.